Welcome back inside the Rockford Metro Center. The Riverman pregame show rolls along as we talk with Riverman head coach Jarrett Bednar. Some big news this week, including the appointment of Adam Cracknell as your latest and your captain for this season. Just talk about the decision process in naming him the captain and why now and why him.
Well, I mean, we've been evaluating our leadership and our leadership group for quite some time to make sure that we select the right captains for our team. And, you know, we've gone through a real strong point of our season where we won 9 of 12, and then we've gone through a dip as well where we've won 3 of 12. And I believe that you have to go through some tough times just to see how your leaders are going to react and how they're going to try and lead you out of the tough times and into better times ahead. So I just felt that the guys that we selected did a real good job for us. I think Adam Cracknell's been our most consistent player on a nightly basis. He's having a great year. He's taking a leadership role vocally in the locker room, and then he leads by example on the ice. So that's exactly what we're looking for, consistency out of our group, and he's the guy that brings it most regularly. So I think it's just a perfect fit for our team.
And he has some help in the captaincy department. There are some good guys wearing A's as well.
Absolutely. Like, I think we have a great supporting cast for Adam and guys for him to lean on to help keep our locker room going in the right direction. I think Jonathan Chichu is another guy that we didn't have a letter on going into the season, and coming down the stretch, we've gotten to know him a lot better, and he's a real consistent competitor as well, and he's got a wealth of experience and a lot of good things to say. He's a bit of a quiet guy, but he does lead by example, and the guys respect where he's been, where he's trying to get to, and his work ethic on the ice, and that's a guy that Adam can really lean on, as well as all our other guys. I think those guys have done a good job. They're the big important parts of our team offensively. We've got some defensive guys in there. We should have one of those guys on the ice at all times, especially when the game's on the line at either end.
Let's talk about the play last weekend. Team goes 1-2, but pick up those big 2 points there in Houston in the shootout. A pretty important couple of points, and TJ Hensick comes up big. A good bounce back game for him. Had a goal and an assist as well.
Yeah, I think so. I think that when you look at that weekend, we played pretty good in Oklahoma City. We had a lapse at the end of the third period where they had a strong push and we were unable to bounce back and push back. And the next night, I didn't think we played that well in San Antonio. So that was an important game for us to salvage the weekend, and they probably against one of our toughest opponents. So to have our top guns lead us the way they did is an excellent step forward for our team.
You've had some injuries that have forced some guys not only into the lineup but into more important roles as well, and we really saw a pretty solid game from David Shields there on Sunday.
Yeah, I thought he was fantastic this weekend. I mean, he's been anywhere from out of our lineup to in Alaska, getting his feet wet with the pro game, and now all of a sudden he's come back to us, and he's sat some more games as a healthy scratch, and we've went with the guys that we had here. But when we've put him in, he's slowly gotten better and better, and this weekend he just played with a lot of confidence. He was an effective player both in the offensive side of things and on the defensive side of things. I thought he did a really good job keeping his gaps while defending, and then breaking up plays and sending the puck the other direction, and then being part of the offensive attack as well.
You're going with Jake Allen tonight. Talk about the decision process going into this weekend.
Well, we've had Ben play the first and third games of probably the last 3-4 weekends, and our weekends haven't turned out that well, and it was nothing to do with Ben's play. I think Ben's been excellent. He's been strong in goal for us. He's given us a great chance to win. Jake Allen's game has really come back into form here as of late, and he's been getting the middle game, and sometimes that's a tough game with the travel we've had. He's had a good week of practice, and I think it's just time to mix things up, give Jake the start here, see if he can't get this weekend started off on the right foot.
And you're ready for another battle against this Rockford team, I'm sure.
Here we are. Another time in Rockford. It seems like we're playing them every second night through the first portion of the season, but that's good. You know, I think that it's easy to get fired up for these games. They're our closest rival. We're very close in the standings. It's an important game here for our team tonight, and I expect us to respond accordingly.
Eighth time you'll see him this season. Don't worry, you'll see him again on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, another week. Yeah, that's true. You know what? Sooner or later, we're going to get into somebody else, and it'll be the same thing. It'll seem like we're playing Milwaukee every second night.
That's Riverman head coach Jarrett Bednar. Peoria gets set for the Rockford Ice Hogs again here from the BMO Harris Bank Center. This is Riverman Hockey on CD Country 107.9, presented by Paradise Hotel Casino.